Welcome back to the Light Podcast. My name is Amira, and I am your host. Every Sunday, I take time to reflect on the week that has passed and to prepare for the week that is ahead. At the beginning of this year, I made a promise to myself to primarily focus on caring for my mind, my body, and my soul. I use this podcast as a way to check in weekly to hold myself accountable. I hope that in doing so, I'm able to inspire others by sharing my story. I really hope you enjoy this week's episode. Now let's go ahead and get started. Song of the week this week is No Guidance, Chris Brown featuring Drake, because it low-key slaps. I still wish that it was just a Drake song, personally, because I feel like Drake's flow and his sound works better with the beat, but it still slaps, and the words that they're saying also slaps. So, shout out to them. That's what I've been bumping. I've been bumping a lot of stuff, but that's what I've been bumping the most, and it's just fitting because they just dropped it, and we celebrate. So, hey, we're back at one of these again, and we are halfway through June. I lied. Low-key, but we are halfway through 2019. It is June 10th today, and I cannot believe it. Actually, I cannot believe that we are halfway through this year. My summer is also halfway gone. I have a little over a month left. Still got some vacationing to do. Got a whole bunch of working to do. And if I sound blah, it's because I am. I'm literally doing this episode because if I didn't, that will be 3 weeks since I've done one. And I just want to be consistent, keeping it all the way real with you. When I first started doing the podcast this year, for the first couple of months, I started doing it every other week. And what I feel like is every time it is time for me to do an episode, I'm always in a state of either blahness or I'm having a hard week. And so I started trying to pick it up and do it every week so you can get all of my moods, but whatever. I've been in a blah state for the last couple of weeks. The summer, it started off pretty nice, but last week was not great. I sprained my ankle at work. I lost my voice, which happens all the time at summer camp, but I lost it. A lot of other things happened, personal things, all types of stuff. And so this week I'm just kind of in the recovery of that. And I'm just kind of taking it easy, healing my ankle and recovering from what was last week and just hoping and shifting my mind to make this week great. And so here we are. And I'm just, bear with me on this one. But to get things started with the mind, I think the biggest thing for me is shifting my mental. I think I talked about this a little last time. Working on doubting myself, working on not doubting myself, and working on just accepting who I am. And not trying to be anything else. I think it's something I've done for so long in deep, profound ways, but even simple ways of how I dress, how I carry myself. I just accept that some days I look a hot mess. And I'm finally at a point in my life where I accept that and I don't beat myself up for days when I look a mess, regardless if other people, my family, or whoever do. That's just a small way that I do that. Just accepting who I am. Positive self-talk. Being kind to myself. Being kind to my inner child. Being kind to little old me. 6-year-old me. Word to Crystal from The Read. She taught me that. And that's what's been going on with the mind. The body. I have lost about 7 pounds. But to be completely honest, the last couple of weeks, last 2 weeks, I have not really been focused on my calorie intake. But the caveat to that is for 2 months, I really, well, not even two, maybe a month and a half, I really was heavy into counting my calories using the app. And so my body has gotten so used to the amount of calories to take in that I don't necessarily need to monitor every single calorie. I kind of have the feel of what I'm supposed to be eating, and I just don't overeat. I know that that's not going to last without like monitoring, but that's what I've been doing. And it's been working. So I've lost 7 pounds. I feel it. My clothes fit a little bit better already. And other than that, though, my ankle has taken me out of commission. I sprained my ankle last Wednesday, so I've been out of commission for about 5 days. So I missed my weekend workouts. I did do yoga, though, last week, which was really nice. But yeah, also, my hair journey, which I promise I'll do a podcast dedicated to that, because that's been a great journey. Figuring out my curl pattern. It's really curly. I figured out something this weekend. What I've learned about the natural hair thing is it's really just a science experiment. Figuring out the chemicals that work, the chemicals and potions that work for my hair, and the combination of those that I need to use to get the result that I want. It's basic, easy. But yeah, that's pretty much what that's been. And thinking of my soul, so a lot of things made my soul happy this week, despite all of everything that happened. Went to brunch with my friends. Haven't done that in a long time. Not with all two of them. Or two of my close friends, should I say. I went to like a millennial roundtable my cousin and her friends hosted, where it's basically just people put questions in a bowl, they pick them up and answer them. Controversial, it got heated, it was great. I love like intellectual and thought-provoking conversation, so that was cool to hear different perspectives. It's even inspired me to actually be more intentional with conversations and with gatherings that I have with my friends, and just doing a lot of self-reflection. Oh, I got a new Sims game because Sims 4, all of the Sims 4 expansion packs went on a 50% sale this past weekend. And so I had to get one, and I got City Living, and it is lit, and I'm about to play that. Book club meeting had that. We read Waiting to Exhale, and I think I'm about to watch the movie. And you know, I think the lesson in that is just finding ways to still make myself smile, make myself happy in spite of whatever's going on. I think I've become a master at that, not taking every bad thing so personal, not letting it affect the rest of the day, the rest of the hour, the rest of the week, the rest of the month, the rest of the year, taking it for what it is in that moment and moving on, letting it be what it is in that moment and moving on. I sound like a broken record. I say that all the time. True lesson, acceptance has been the theme of my year so far. The first half of this year, I can't figure out what a word would be to describe it, but it's going. And I'm excited to see what the rest of this year holds. That does it, friends. I would love it if you enjoyed this very simple, short, to the point episode. Rate me, subscribe, comment, review, all of that. Follow me on social media at Amira Joy, AmiraJoy on Instagram. I'm on Twitter too. I don't tweet a lot, but you can follow me on there. And that does it, friends. I'll see y'all next time.